The Supreme Court issued its final rulings of the current session today. The big news, the court reinstated a part of President Trump's travel ban and decided to take up the rest of the ban in the next session. It also ruled that states can't exclude religious institutions from grant money in state programs. That was a case out of Missouri. Let's bring in Emily Bazelon, staff writer for The New York Times and a senior research fellow at Yale Law School. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Robin.
So start with the travel bans. There are actually two, and the Trump administration had appealed a lower court ruling blocking them. One ban was on people traveling to the U.S. for 90 days from Syria, Libya, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, largely Muslim countries. There was another ban on all refugees for 120 days. What did the court say?
The court is going to review both of these appellate court rulings in the fall. So they put the case on the calendar for October. And in the meantime, they said that the executive order banning travel can go into effect for people who don't have what the court called bona fide ties to the United States. In other words, people who do have ties, like if you have family members here, or you're a refugee and you already got a visa, or you're a student admitted to school here, for you, the executive order doesn't apply. You can still come in the interim before the court decides the case. But if you don't have any ties to the United States, then the government can block you from entry.
Well, this is a big win for the Trump administration. They wanted, you know, the whole ban, but they're at least getting part of it to go into effect even while it's being litigated.
That's true. It is a win in that sense. But there's some really interesting questions that the court hasn't resolved yet. And one of them is about really whether this case is going to be moot by the time October comes around. Mm. So courts don't decide questions if they like aren't alive and existing anymore. And because these were 90-day and 120-day reviews of travel to the United States, and now the ban can partially go into effect, the court essentially signaled to the government, well, you know, your review is going to be done or pretty much done by the fall. We expect to hear about what you found and what your plans are going forward.
Huh. Okay. So that remains to be seen how that plays out. Meanwhile, tell us about the decision in the Missouri case. A church wanted funds from the state to resurface their playground.
That's right. This is a church that ran a preschool, and they applied to a state program for getting rubber tire materials to rebuild their playground. It sounds like a small, trivial thing, but behind this is a big question about whether states can deny funds to religious schools that it grants to non-religious schools. There are a lot of states that have that kind of wall between church and state. They don't want their public money to go to church schools. And this case suggests that now states have to include religious schools in their grant program as long as the use of the grant is going for something that's not religious, like building a playground as opposed to like teaching about the Bible.
Oh, so what kind of precedence do you see this having for religious schools going forward?
I think this is a big deal, a big win for religious schools. And when you think about school choice and the arguments about whether parochial schools can get vouchers and then what kinds of public funds they can apply for, the idea that there had been a lot of states, actually 38 states, that prevented religious schools from applying for some kinds of state grants, now that's very much up in the air. Yeah. And it seems like a strong majority for giving religious schools more ability to get state money.
Well, there was also a decision in favor of two lesbian couples in Arkansas who challenged that state's refusal to list the non-biological parent on their baby's birth certificate. The couples won. The Supreme Court also said today they'll take up the case of a baker in Colorado who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple. So that Masterpiece Cake Shop case is going to the court. What about the cases the court didn't rule on?
There's a really important gun case in California that the court is not going to review. And this is really about whether the Second Amendment, the individual right to bear arms, allows states to continue to ban people from carrying guns openly in public. It's an unresolved issue. The lower courts have split on it. California makes it really hard to get this kind of permit. And the court is just not going to touch that, that outcome. So we're continuing to have a kind of unresolved question about whether the Second Amendment individual right to bear arms extends to carrying guns in public.
Yeah. And by the way, we have asked you this so many times, Emily Bazelon, but there are new, fresh rumors that Justice Anthony Kennedy might be retiring soon. He's, of course, the conservative who often votes with liberals on controversial issues. What are you hearing about this?
The biggest news of the day was there was no retirement announcement from Anthony Kennedy. It would be very unusual, not impossible, but unusual for him to suddenly announce his retirement over the summer. And the other big news of the day for me were Neil Gorsuch's opinions. In various cases, he really came down on the side of the hard conservative right with Alito and Thomas. He's obviously the court's newest member, so we knew the least about him going in today. And for social conservatives, the gun rights folks, the people who oppose gay marriage, Gorsuch looks like a strong, strong ally.
Emily Bazelon of The New York Times and Yale Law School. Emily, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.